Well, more now on the tug of war over the Dome Valley north of Auckland, where a mega landfill has just been given the go-ahead. A panel of independent commissioners granted the firm Waste Management consent for the 60-hectare dump just north of Warkworth. Opponents are promising a colossal legal fight to stop the tip from happening. Michelle Carmichael is Fight the Tip's executive member. Morena.
Morena.
Why is this a bad idea?
Look, you don't bury rubbish onto waterways. It's right into the, leads right into the Hotua River, out to the Kaipara Harbour. We have to protect our water. There's better ways of doing it.
Okay. So a fair amount of impact on ecology. Also, yep. The land culturally significant?
Well, it is. You know, Mana Whenua, stood up and gave a week-long worth of opposition at the submission hearings. And, you know, unfortunately, they haven't actually been heard properly. The council planners, you know, blatantly said that they didn't put the iwi's cultural, spiritual views into it because they are intangible. Like, they couldn't outweigh it. So basically they're saying there's more weight given to scientific evidence.
So they've just been ignored?
I believe so, yes. Based on that statement, absolutely. I mean, you've got that main planner basically saying, look, you know, we're recommending to the commissioners that you approve this, even though we haven't considered the iwi views.
Okay, so now, though, there's going to be an establishment of Mana Whenua and a community liaison group. So is that going to be enough?
Well, that's already in place at the Redvale landfill. Basically, it's not going to fix the issues, and so that's something that Waste Management is proposing. But you know, I'm hoping that we're going to continue the fight united, like we have. I mean, we had everyone there at the Hekoi, all three Mana Whenua groups. I'm sure the best outcome is going to be to completely oppose this. We have to protect the future generations.
Well, nonetheless, though, I mean, the rubbish has to go somewhere, though, doesn't it?
Well, you know, there are alternatives, and you really have to ask, why is our recycling rate half of what there is out there in, like, European countries? I actually asked that to a Waste Management expert back in an open day late 2018, and his answer back to me was that recycling was not economical.
Well, so also, but can we even recycle our way out of this?
Well, you can. Of course you can. If other countries are doing it, why can't we do it here?
I don't know. But, I mean, the bottom line is that there seems to be the need for it. Is this a question of NIMBYism?
No, it's not. I mean, we've got much more at stake than just the local area. You're going right out to the Kaipara. There are alternatives, and there are experts that are ready with alternatives, but the government and officials are just not even considering them. You know, it really does seem we're getting a lot of people commenting who are in the industry that say, you know, these companies that have these contracts now, they protect their territory very well. Waste Management shareholders, I found a document that says that landfill is the cheapest method of waste disposal. And so, you know, it's purely about profit. They know their alternatives. Waste Management themselves looked at alternatives, but it came down to money.
Mm. So what's your next step?
Environment Court. We have no choice. Unfortunately, this part of the system so far has let us down. And, you know, that's the next recourse is to go to Environment Court. And so, you know, we're wanting anyone that can help us to do that. Come forward, join our group. You know, we're obviously wanting to discuss it with the other organisations because, we, you know, don't forget, we even had Department of Conservation, Forest and Bird, Kaipara District Council, all opposing this in the submissions. So, you know, they've got experts as well available. I think, we need a coming together, community, iwi, you know, these agencies and fight this because, you know, it doesn't make sense to be burying your waste on waterways.
Thank you very much for your time today, Ngamihi. That is Michelle Carmichael there from Fight the Tip.